We all can use some encouragement, and we'll find it together today through the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton on The Encouraging Word. The Encouraging Word. Jehoshaphat made a difference. Now, I don't say the word Jehoshaphat too often. It's a wonderful story in Scripture, though, about a man who God has changed in a powerful way, and we can learn from Jehoshaphat today. Again, today's message from Dr. Wilton is called Jehoshaphat Made a Difference. And as we pray for each other in the desire we all have to make a difference in the world in which we live, to make a difference at our jobs, at our schools, in our sports, where we are connected with other human beings, let us make a difference for you, Jesus. That's our prayer. That's what we'll discover today. As we do so, know that we're available for you. Our prayer line is 866-899-WORD, and we connect online as well at tewonline.org. But now let's open our hearts and our scriptures together with Dr. Don Wilton.
I believe that God has a very special word for us all. I just want you to know that over these days that we've been doing a mini-series entitled Making a Difference. I love that. I love it because I want to make a difference for the Lord Jesus, don't you? And I have told our people, and I want to just simply say this again, because I am praying that the Lord would bless you greatly today as we worship Him. Twofold, A, that He would give you a warm embrace. I recognize that there are so many who worship the Lord today who are making an indelible mark for Christ in so many different ways. But I also pray that the Lord would stir something in your heart. We're living in a very precarious day and age. Our world is not happy. We may find individual happiness, and we certainly do. And of course, the greatest privilege that we have of living in our beautiful land, where when compared to many other places in the world, we enjoy so many blessings. It's easy for us sometimes to recoil in the comfort zones of our lives, and it's good to enjoy the blessings of life. But we're facing some uncommon challenges. Our world is angry. Our people are restless. Something's going on. You know it, and I know it. I get it. I understand these things. I'm not sure that I perfectly understand some of the deeper things that are going on, but I'm asking a lot of questions. Something's going on. And in the middle of all of this, there are people who are making a real difference. And I love you for that. And if you haven't given your heart and life to the Lord Jesus, I want to invite you today to trust Him as your Savior. Because if you don't, you're on your own. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God loves you. And what happens when Jesus comes into your life? He gives you a fresh perspective because He forgives you. And His Spirit comes and lives in your heart. He's made all the difference in my life. I'm just a Christian man. I got enough battles as it is, but I'm so grateful that the battle is not mine, but God's. For greater is He that is in you than he that's in the world. And so it is as we try to study what it is that God would teach us about making a difference. It has occurred to me that there are many people in our world today, and you are no exception, who really make a difference for Christ, despite the fact that you have journeyed through some extremely difficult times. In fact, I'm going to take that one step further, because there are many today who are facing major issues in your life. I don't know what it is that you're facing, but you're under attack. You're going through deep water. You know, when I study the Word of God, I've come to discover that there are so many people who come through the most arduous circumstances. And despite those circumstances, God raises them up to become powerhouses for Him. People who make a huge difference. We were so delighted that Iran released some of the men that they have been holding, torturing in prison for all these years. Horrific. One of those men is Pastor Saeed Abedini. I have met and spent time with his wife, Nachme. And for 3 years, Pastor Saeed has languished in an Iranian prison for one reason, his Christian faith. Just because he loves the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think many of us who have prayed, and thousands have across our nation, we're so overjoyed together with the others who were released, even to see some of those pictures of meeting with Franklin Graham and the time when Saeed stepped off that plane into the arms of his family. And who will ever be able to erase the sounds of his mother, just so delighted. That's Mama for you, isn't it? Bless you, Mama. You know, I don't know that we know all the story or that we ever will, but we do know that, at least at an initial stage, that Pastor Abedini bears no malice. In fact, within the context of this great difficulty, this hurt and pain, there has risen up something within him that speaks so eloquently to the power and presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. I look at that and I say, how can a man speak so kindly, bear no resentment after having gone through what he has in an Iranian prison just because he loves the Lord Jesus Christ? I want you to open your Bibles to 2 Chronicles and chapter 17. Jehoshaphat made a difference. Now, there's so much that I want to say to you about Jehoshaphat, because God has got a special word for each one of us. And there's one thing that I'm going to show you today, is that Jehoshaphat made a difference, but not before he had faced an insurmountable, seemingly insurmountable enemy. You know, it's very difficult to see the sun shine when the snow is falling. It's very difficult sometimes to rise above the clouds. So I want to read to you just very briefly two passages here today concerning the life of Jehoshaphat. Now remember, Jehoshaphat's father, his name was Asa, A-S-A. And when Asa died after a very good rulership, Jehoshaphat, his son, took the throne of Judah. And actually, Jehoshaphat ended up living, of all places, right there in Jerusalem. In fact, just right off the Kidron Valley was the seat of his throne. I want to read to you just to set the scene today, just to lay the groundwork about the significance of Jehoshaphat, who made such a difference in his world. Chapter 17 of 2 Chronicles, the Bible says, Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his place and strengthened himself against Israel. He placed forces in all the fortified cities of Judah, and he set garrisons in the land of Judah and in the cities of Ephraim that Asa his father had captured. The Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the earlier ways of his father David. He did not seek the Baals, the pagan gods, but sought rather the God of his father, and walked in his commandments, and not according to the pagan practices of Israel. Therefore, I want to pronounce a therefore on somebody in the name of the Lord. If I could come and just touch you, and I love you so much, I'd love to just put my hand on you and say, in the name of the Lord, therefore. Isn't that a pretty neat kind of blessing? We should all walk around, instead of saying, how are y'all, we should walk around saying, therefore. Go to one of your children, put your hand on them and say, therefore. Now, here's the reason why. Look what happened in verse 5. Therefore, the Lord established the kingdom in his hand. Isn't that a beautiful metaphoric expression? By the way, when you get to the book of Revelation and you get into chapter 5 of the book of Revelation, we've got a picture of God himself seated upon the throne of his world, this God who created the heavens and the earth. And the Bible says that the picture that we have of him is of God, our heavenly Father, seated on his throne, holding in his hand the title deed of the earth.
What a powerful visual image of our heavenly Father seated on his throne. Please forgive the interruption. We'll be back in just a moment with the completion of today's message from Dr. Wilton. As a matter of fact, if you've just tuned in or missed part of this, you can hear entire broadcast online on podcasts and more just by connecting through our website. It's tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. It's also a place to discover great resources like the Daily Encouraging Word Bible Guide. Now, if you like it electronically, we send it out every day about 6 a.m. All you need to do is sign up on our website, tewonline.org, for the Daily Encouraging Word email. Or you can have a physical copy sent to you. We'd be glad to do that as well if you'd rather have a little quarterly version that gives you a page a day. Again, it's available through the website, tewonline.org, or you can call for your copy right now at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Not just for that resource, but for prayer and opportunity to kind of connect with us anytime, day or night. We'd love to be on the phone with you right now. 866-899-9673 is the number, or meet us online at tewonline.org. Now let's dive back into today's message. Jehoshaphat Made a Difference with Dr. Don Wilton.
God is a God of grace. Can you possibly even begin to conceive that God, in his infinite wisdom and by his grace and his mercy, would have placed this land that he loved so much into the very hand of the one that he had designated to make a difference over it? The Bible says in verse 5, therefore the Lord established the kingdom in his hand, and all of Judah brought tribute to Jehoshaphat. And he had great riches and great honor, great esteem. Now, before I turn to chapter 20, I want to say something about this. Jehoshaphat, when he took office, did four things. Number one, he rallied the troops. Isn't that amazing? The word here that is used in the Hebrew text is that Jehoshaphat took a hard look at his circumstances. And he placed in position the garrisons, not because he thought there might be a threat, but because he understood the insurmountable object that lay before him were he not to properly prepare for what was coming down. He rallied the troops. He not only rallied the troops, but he rejected pagan advice. That's what the Bible says in verse 2 there. Bible tells us clearly, I beg your pardon, in verse 4, the Bible said he sought the God of his father and walked in his command. And what he did was he turned his back on ungodly advice. What is the matter with us, America? Who are we listening to? Who's pulling the strings? Who are you consulting with? Does your psychiatrist even know the Lord Jesus? Or does it not matter? How do you think you can get a fresh cup of water from a polluted river? He rejected pagan advice. Some of you might say to me as a pastor, well, pastor, you don't need to go there. But I can tell you, when a person, a man or a woman, comes and speaks to me to give me advice, which many people do, because we've all got something to say, I very quickly ask God that my spirit would bear witness with the person who's coming with that complaint or that advice or that negotiation or that suggestion. And if my spirit does not bear witness with that person, I am not going to listen to somebody who doesn't speak from the heart of God. That's why so many churches are in trouble today. They just call business meetings and they call, y'all come, everybody come. Do we suppose that everybody who comes to a church business meeting is filled with the Spirit and walking with God? We're asking some people who are not qualified concerning the things of God to make decisions concerning the things of God, not Jehoshaphat. And he made a difference. Perhaps you need to stop running to the wrong source. If I may say a word, love our young people, teenagers, be very careful about who's got a hold of your left ear on that campus. Be very careful not to become a crowd pleaser. Be very careful not to listen to the wrong people. When you begin to listen to the wrong people, or like Lot, you make up your mind that you're going to pitch your tent on the outskirts of Sodom and Gomorrah. Before you know it, you will be living inside Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, what about Jehoshaphat? Rallied the troops, rejected pagan advice, but he remained true to his convictions. In verse 9, in verse 6, the Bible says that his heart was courageous concerning the ways of the Lord. And number 4, he removed all the idol worship. So here's a man who, he arrives and he's got all this going on, and something was happening and everything was unsettled and people were looking for hope, and the land was struggling and the borders were being threatened. But this man, you know, I summarize it this way. Number 1, he recognized the threat. Number 2, he listened to the right people. Number 3, he never compromised his beliefs. Number 4, he eliminated the junk. You and I are never going to make a difference so long as the junk stays in place. Our lives have become so filled with idols, and idolatry is the worship of anyone or anything other than God. What do you need to eliminate? And so we get into chapter 20. Just read to you a few verses in chapter 20. Because all of a sudden, here's this man. God is giving to him the land and placing that land in his hand, saying to him, Jehoshaphat, I'm going to let you make a difference. Which we know according to history he did. But before that happened, he faced an uncommon enemy, a huge obstacle. The Bible says after this, the Moabites, the Ammonites, and with some of the Munites came against Jehoshaphat. And some men came and told Jehoshaphat, this is what they said to him. They said, a great multitude is coming against you from Edom. That's on the other side of the Dead Sea. Remember now, he's in Jerusalem. And he even says to him, look, these troops, this enemy is crossing over what you and I know as the Dead Sea. They're coming up against the fortress of the Judean wilderness. They're going to climb up the same place where David encountered Saul but did not kill him because he was the Lord's anointed, but removed the covering of his spiritual fervor by the cutting of his tassel from him at a place called En-Gedi. Listen to what they said. They're coming from the mountains of Edom. They're coming across the mountains. There they are. They're coming. There's an enemy. Look at them. You can see them. They're still a far way off. In fact, they're coming from beyond the sea, and they're already going through and climbing up the cliffs of En-Gedi. Jehoshaphat, there's an enemy out there, and they're out to destroy us. Verse 3, then Jehoshaphat was afraid, and he set his face to seek the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah assembled to seek the help from the Lord. From all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood up in the assembly of Judah and in Jerusalem in the house of the Lord. And he began to speak the truth of God to a hungry people. And what a difference he made. Why do you suppose Jehoshaphat made a difference? Well, number 1, he made a difference because he listened to his field commanders. You're going to find this theme repeats itself. Now, I want you for just a moment to think about your own circumstance. Now, remember with Jehoshaphat, this was one serious enemy. I wish we had time to unpack the might of this group of Moabites and Ammonites. You know, when you stand at En-Gedi, looking across today's Dead Sea, the mountains of Moab and Ammon, they rise up like mighty fortresses in what today is the land of Jordan. Moses knew all about that. In fact, he led the children of Israel right along that until he got to Mount Nebo. And he went up onto the top of Mount Nebo because it was such a strategic spot. And he looked down across what you and I, across the Jordan River where Jesus was baptized, right into the heart of the city of Jericho. And down there in the deep valley of Jericho, right there on the shores of the great mountains that rise up through the Judean wilderness with Jerusalem perched on top like a strawberry was. And Moses looked down and he knew that the enemy was formidable. What did Jehoshaphat do? He listened to his field commanders. Those men came to him and said to him, O king, and he listened. Because they were in the field and they knew what was going on. They were the military strategists. They understood the demographics. They had sent out one patrol after another. They had drawn up the plans. They knew every pathway. It was their responsibility. It was their giftedness. So who are you talking to? And who are you listening to? He made a difference because he listened to the right people. Number two, he made a difference because he called the enemy the enemy. Well, that's a staggering point, isn't it? He called the enemy the enemy. He didn't call them a suggestion. He didn't water down their threat. He didn't come up with some other name just to be politically correct. He wasn't afraid of what somebody else might have to say about it. He saw the enemy and he called the enemy the enemy. Said, this is the enemy. And the enemy's coming across the mountain and the enemy is going to destroy us. He recognized them. He named them. He called them. So what are you facing? You might say to me, Pastor, I've got this huge thing going on. How will I overcome? What is it? What are you facing? He called the enemy the enemy. Number three, he made a difference because he knew that God had the answer. I love this. I love this. I wish I could have just spoken about this one. He knew God had the answer. From verse 4 onward, he calls the people together. He stands up and takes the lead. And he puts God, our Heavenly Father, God Jehovah on them. And that's what I want to do today. If you heard nothing else that I've said today, I want to put Jesus on you. I want to tell you, look into his face. When the things of earth grow strangely dim in the light of God's glory and grace, he's the one who makes the difference. You can make a difference today. God has the answers. Love Dr. Billy Graham's quote that you've heard me say, that he said to me many, many times, that people have quoted all around the world, the future is as bright as the promises of God. Would you give your life to Christ? Would you do that? Would you trust him? Would you turn your life over to him? Would you be willing to recognize the threat? Would you be willing to listen to the right people? Would you be willing to not compromise what you know to be true? Would you be willing to eliminate the junk, the idols, the obstacles from your life? Would you be willing to say, Lord, I don't know. I'm going through all of this. Would you be willing to say, you know, God is working all things together for the good of those that love him, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Just want you to know that I love you today. You're a powerhouse. You can do it because of Christ in you.
I pray you realize God wants you to be that powerhouse that Dr. Don believes in you. We believe in you. We'd love to encourage you right now. We can connect keyboard to keyboard on our website at tewonline.org. Or perhaps this has stirred some questions in your heart about your faith and about the love of God. God is ready to receive you. Because of Christ in you, things can change. You do not have to be trapped in whatever you might feel trapped in today. No hurt, no habit, no addiction. All of it is deliverable through the power of Jesus Christ. And we'd love to pray with you. The number again is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or meet us online at tewonline.org. You can connect for a number of reasons. Perhaps the most important reason, though, is have you given your heart to Jesus Christ? Before we get away, a closing thought from Dr. Don.
You ready to give your heart to Jesus? I'd love to help you right now. Would you pray this prayer with me and accept Jesus into your heart and life? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus loves me and died for me on the cross. Right now, I repent of my sin. And I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come into my heart and save me today and forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to get alongside of you and celebrate with you and send you some literature, help you as you begin to grow. And I want you to know that I love you very, very much.
Maybe today is a life-changing day for you. If you've said yes to Jesus Christ, Dr. Don has some wonderful resources we want to put in your hands right now. Give us a call, 866-899-WORD. Welcome to the family of God. Our number again is 866-899-9673. Or visit us online at tewonline.org. We'd love to put resources in your hands that will help you grow, help you get stronger in your faith. And speaking of those resources, one of those is an exciting thing that Liz is going to tell you about that we're making available all month long.
What miracle are you personally praying for today? You may need the miracle of healing in your body, healing of a relationship, your finances, or to overcome an addiction. Perhaps you need a miracle for your son or daughter to return home. Whatever you need, whatever circumstance life has thrown your way today, be encouraged. God loves you. This month, for your gift of $25 or more to the Encouraging Word, Dr. Wilton would love to send you two inspiring ministry resources: Praying for a Miracle, a CD only message, and a When God Prayed book. Both of these resources will stir your soul and move your heart to a fresh realization of what God prayed for us and that He can be trusted in what we are believing Him for. A miracle. Call us at 866-899-9673. We would love to pray with you and send you these resources. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener supported ministry that trusts in God to supply our needs through people. Thank you for listening today.
On a personal note, that book, When God Prayed, has been a very special one in my own life from Dr. Don, and it's just one of many resources you'll find online at tewonline.org. I pray you'll consider spending some time with us online between now and tomorrow. Today, we were talking about Jehoshaphat making a difference. Tomorrow, a young mother who made a difference. That's a topic on the Encouraging Word. And between these broadcasts, between these opportunities to actually have this connection with you, please know that we're available to pray anytime, day or night. Our phone number is 866-899-9673, and it will always connect you with someone ready to talk or listen or pray or connect you with resources that will help you grow in your faith. The same is true online at tewonline.org. The